Corey Rosenbusch, President and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, provides an update on the global implications impacting the fertilizer market. He shares details about the geopolitical issues at play and how they affect U.S. producers as they wrap up this year's harvest.
We continue to watch what's going on around the world, the fertilizer markets. I think that we saw a little bit of softening. We saw some demand destruction that happened coming out of the spring into the summer, mainly because of weather and price-related events. So it's hard to pinpoint exactly what caused some of that effect, but I think it was probably a combination of multiple items. So a little bit of course, carryover inventory-wise. I think some farmers decided that they would skip on P&K. So that means that they're gonna have to put that back into the field because of, you know, the uptake of that would have happened with this crop. Coming into harvest time, I think we're just making sure that all of that supply is out there and ready and available for fall application. I think we will see a very strong fall application, especially when you think about Europe, what's going on with natural gases, and further potential disruption with ammonia production that might happen in the spring. You know, one of the things that we're watching is what happens with ammonia. We've seen about 70% of all ammonia production in Europe shut down in the course of the last month. Just to remind everyone, natural gas is the building block for ammonia fertilizer. In Europe, the price of natural gas rose to above $100 per MMBTU last month. And that is just no longer at a sustainable level to produce ammonia. As a comparison, you know, even U.S. natural gas climbed, but we only got to $8 per MMBTU. So that's just the drastic difference. And of course, we all know why. It's because of Russia and the fact that 60% of the ammonia produced in Europe is produced using Russian natural gas. And so as they begin to pull back on some of that supply, we all are listening to what's going on with the war and the leak in the pipeline. I suspect a lot of focus will be on home heating and ensuring that the citizens of Europe have what they need to heat their homes this winter. So I would watch and see what happens this winter. If you can do things in the fall, I would, because if it's one thing we've learned in the last 2 years, and that is that certainty is not always certain, and that we can deal with what we're faced today. We don't know what tomorrow will hold. And I think the winter is going to be something we need to keep a close eye on.